A recent report says California cities and suburbs responded well to the state's unprecedented mandate to cut water use by 25% during the past drought. But as Capital Public Radio's Amy Quinton explains, it also examines what policies could work better in future droughts.
The Public Policy Institute of California says by some measures, the state's water conservation requirement was a success. Californians cut water use 24% on average while the economy grew. But report authors call the mandate a blunt instrument that increased tension between the state and local water agencies. The PPIC's Ellen Hanick says one positive outcome was that urban suppliers had to collect water use data. Hanick says those reporting requirements should be made permanent.
So we think both in terms of measuring over the long term, how are we doing on conservation, and then having a better baseline for looking at how we're doing during droughts, this is just a good piece of data that's not very costly.
Hanick says regulators implemented the right strategy near the end of the drought by requiring local agencies prove they had a 3-year supply of water. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.